This is the Connect, Communicate, Change podcast, social media for the nonprofit sector. The Connect, Communicate, Change website can be found at www.connect-communicate-change.com.
Hi, this is Philippa Willits for Connect, Communicate, Change. Today I'm going to talk about how to get started when you have set up a Twitter account for your organisation. I'm not going to take you through exactly how to sign up because there are lots of guides to that already online and there's no point duplicating certain things, so I'm assuming that you've done the physical going to Twitter and registering a name and password and account basically and start from there. So what should you do first? It's tempting to just go out and follow anybody and everybody, but there is a problem with that actually, and that is that lots of people get email notifications when someone new follows them on Twitter, and quite often they will then click and look at the account of the person who's just followed them to decide whether or not to follow them back. And if you've just set your account up and have sent no tweets and your profile isn't filled out and you don't have a photo, people will just look at your page and not follow you back. Following people in the first place can be a good way to draw attention to your existence, so don't waste that opportunity by immediately following anybody and everybody before you've set things up. So the first thing to do is fill out your profile information. You've got to personalise your page to your organisation, and you need a profile picture first of all. Now this should be your organisation's logo really. Occasionally it can be a photo. If just one person tweets from the account and it's a bit personal as well, then it can be that person's photo. But in the vast majority of cases, your profile picture should be your organisation's logo. Filling your name, your location. Location, you can be very specific. Some people are very specific, some people just put their country. How you fill that out will depend on, if you're a national organisation, for instance, you might just write France if your organisation covers all of France, or Canada, or Mexico. But if you are more of a local organisation and you specifically work in Miami, then you'd put Miami as your location. So it depends on your organisation's scope exactly what you should put for the location. Then a link to your website. There's a space to add a link, and you should always have a link to your homepage of your organisation's website. And then the biography bit, fill in what your organisation does. So that's the basics of your profile. There's also an option called design under settings, where you can pick from various preset options what the background to your Twitter page should be, and changing the background to one of these can be a nice way of just standing out a bit. Or there are lots of websites that offer free Twitter backgrounds if you want to do that, but it's not a necessity. The next thing you need to do that's very important is to start sending tweets. Again, before you start following hundreds of people, they need to be able to look at your page and decide whether you're someone they want to follow back. And if they can't see any tweets, or they can only see one that invariably says trying to get the hang of Twitter or something, then they won't know whether you're interesting or not, or whether you'll ever tweet again or not, so they probably won't follow you back. So what you need to do over, ideally over a week or two, send a few tweets every day. Now, the content of these can be things like, do you want to know more about what we do? Check out our website, and then a link. Or if you send out a press release one particular day that also appears on your website, you can link to that. You can post details of what you're up to, so might be something like, we're really looking forward to the event tonight, maybe see you there, or we've been very busy this week with funding bids, fingers crossed, whatever you like really, whatever suits you and your organisation. And so over a couple of weeks you'll be building up a list of tweets. And the other thing to do during this first couple of weeks is follow just a few people, but key people. So, and this will vary depending on what your charity or organisation does. So if, say, your organisation is a charity for people with epilepsy, then what you want to do is find some of the big epilepsy charities that are already on Twitter and follow them. And then as you see their tweets, you can retweet anything that they post that is relevant to what you do. You can also send replies to tweets during this time as well. And what this also does is, when people do check out your profile to decide whether to follow you or not, it shows that you are interactive, it shows that you're being social, and it shows that you're not just going to be blaring out links at all times. It shows that you're getting into the spirit of the social aspect of social media. So over these first few weeks, you're sending out a few tweets a day, not hundreds, not dozens a day, just a few a day, but consistently. And you're also following the big tweeters that are relevant in your area. So if you're a housing charity, this might be the national housing charity in your country. This is obviously different to everyone who's listening, but you'll know yourself who the right people are. So, and try and interact a bit with them, retweet them, reply to them, and start gradually building up just a handful of followers. After these first couple of weeks, you can then change tack in terms of following other people and seeking people to follow you. And that is what the next video will be about. Now, the videos are also released as podcasts for people who prefer audio only. Not all of them are, but some of them are. So if you follow the link to the Connect Communicate Change website and go to the follow page, you'll find out there how to like us on Facebook, how to follow me on Twitter, how to circle me and circle Connect Communicate Change on Google Plus and subscribe on YouTube and all that kind of thing. Not all the videos are made into podcasts, but most are. And so you can find the podcast link on the Connect Communicate Change website. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Visit our website at www.connect-communicate-change.com for information about and insight into social media for the voluntary and not-for-profit sector.